We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com. And welcome back to more Grassroots Marketing here on CannabisRadio.com. Are you ready to stop the marketing madness? Yes, I got to talk about the Buzz CRM. It's time for you to go ahead and dive deep into the Buzz CRM's revolutionary capabilities with our exclusive Under the Hood webinars. We're pulling back the curtain to show you exactly how our 500-plus marketing tools, AI-powered automation, and personalized workflows can transform your business. Imagine AI handling your emails and social media 24/7, nurturing leads with customized automation, and ensuring you never miss a call with our unique missed call text back feature. Yeah, I've talked about this before. But again, these webinars, you're going to get a firsthand look at how the Buzz CRM with its 2025 new redesign is more intuitive, faster, smarter than ever. You'll find out about the Ask Brandy feature, the AI assisted with copywriting, and how our chatbot widget can schedule appointments and even sell while you sleep. And our omnichannel reach will help you connect with customers across SMS, email, and social media, plus advanced analytics giving you data-driven insights. So doesn't matter what it is, a one-size-fits-all plan. Get rid of all those passwords, all those other solutions that you said were solutions, but they just cluttered things up and made it harder for you to get business done. So join the webinars. They're coming soon. Stay tuned. TheBuzzCRM.com is where you find out more. And if you don't want to wait for the webinars, go right now and order it. Go ahead and subscribe right now. It will blend with so many different tools that you're already working with right now. It will go and work seamlessly. Find out for yourself, TheBuzzCRM.com. And I'm sure my guest was really just over the moon after hearing that long ad over here. But either which way, I'm glad to go and speak with Brad Harvey, who is co-founder of Dexter Co. Thanks for being on with us. Really appreciate it.
Hey, no, thanks for having me. It's been great to be here.
So there's a lot that goes into this, and you had mentioned a story that brought us together today about from chasing clients to curating cannabis behind the plot twist. So you had a transition from the marketing world to founding Dexter Co. as a plot twist in, born from a midlife meltdown. So go ahead and give us what you can to summarize what this narrative is, your experience in the marketing industry that served as a true catalyst for a radical reinvention. And what was it you felt like that cannabis could do to, that fulfills your previous career, and why luxury cannabis would be a potential avenue to realize it?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. And yeah, it's been a crazy ride. So I generally always start this conversation with is I had a baby in the middle of my midlife crisis. So, you know, I'm 47, you know, trying to figure out what I want to do with my life for the rest, you know, are we going to move over to, you know, get some sunlight and move to New Mexico or Sun State during the fall. And, you know, I already have, three amazing daughters already. I often joke, look, I got four daughters. I've got to wear a tampon, just fit in. So, but I've already got three amazing daughters who are currently 25, 23, and 18. You know, I thought I had all this figured out. Had a great, I've had my own marketing advertising, consulting firm for 10 plus years now. Lucky enough to fall in with some amazing clients that we've made a lot of money. You know, the kind of clients that don't ask how many hours I bill. As long as I'm making them money, they're cool with it, right? So we've done some great things there. And then along comes the most amazing little child I've ever seen, and my daughter Claire at 4 years old. Well, about that time, it was about 2019 when kind of all this came along. And it's about the time we got medical cannabis in Arkansas. And for me, that personally just changed the game. You know, the ability to go to a dispensary and actually know what I'm getting and strains and all of that was a huge part of that. But you know, I'm a kind of a gear guy, if you will. So boy, I jumped in both feet, vapes, multiple pipes, all the different types, tinctures, yada, 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 trying to learn about it, trying to see what works for me, understanding different effects and so on and so forth. But it ended up, I just had this huge kind of tray of stuff that stunk. It looked terrible. It didn't fit the aesthetic of her house, so on and so forth. So I go to the local head shop, and I'm like, all right, hey, I want to, you know, buy something nice. Hey, I'm almost 50 years old. I consider myself relatively sane and normal. But all I found was a bunch of Rastafarian, Bob Marley, Cheech and Chong psychedelic stuff. And I just thought, you know, I am damn near 50 years old, and I want something nice. And I have always, always loved those old travel bar sets from the early 20th century, you know, kind of right after Prohibition, those beautiful boxes that had the bottle of scotch and the four lowball glasses and everything you need. And more importantly, not just the look of that, but the fact that it was meant to be shared, which I think is a huge part of what Canada should be and really how we need to look at it. And so I thought, well, shoot, let me just go make one of those. I'm a serial entrepreneur. So, of course, I'll just go build one. And then really working through kind of the process, if you will, of developing the company and trying to figure, you know, I started out with the tagline for the true connoisseur and realized quickly there's no way in the world I can build something that's perfect for everybody, particularly in the cannabis space with our own kind of rituals.
But you had the idea. The original intent was you made the point of saying that you don't want something that looks like that belongs in a dorm room or some psychedelic head shop. You want a well-crafted, refined, built to last that truly reflects who I am. Now, when you talk about the travel kits and those kits that you see, I mean, they do gift things right now for alcohol these days. They're kind of nice, but they're kind of hinky, you know. It's not the real, like, setup of, like, oh, here's, like, a, you know, 12-year barrel of whiskey, extra refined, this kind of feel. It's almost like that. So, and you make it a point about how you wanted to go ahead and create something that fits seamlessly into the way people actually live, elevated, intentional, designed for real hospitality. Almost like a country club kind of feel, like the extra nice hotel. You want to have that feel to it, that concierge kind of feel to it.
Yes, I wanted to create something elegant that, you know, was
it would fit all those places, honestly.
Exactly. But, you know, I'm also born and raised in Texas, live in Arkansas now, and so, you know, I come from a long line of Southern hospitality.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know how much you know about Southern hospitality, but what we do down here in the South is we think of every last little thing down to
You consider Florida the South? Everybody wants to go and argue there is. I'm in South Florida, so I don't consider it part of the South, but north of I-4? Yeah, that's definitely South.
There's definitely, and you know what I've learned is a lot of my clients, I mean, my clients over the last 10 years, we are selling what we consider primarily to women in the South, right? That kind of aesthetic, if you will, about decorating their house, whether it's seasonal for Christmas or just interior decorating. But one of the interesting things, though, is my clients, you know, I'd always say, like, you know, you realize that we don't sell to the South. I mean, our biggest markets are New York and California. Part of that is obviously due to the amount of people. But really, it talks to, there are people, whether you live up north, you live in the South, you live in the whatever, there are the hospitality ants amongst us, right? You know, people like me, I love to entertain. I love to host people. I love that gathering. That's what I live for and do. And so I wanted to build. So what I got in is I realized I got into cannabis, into the accessories and really started looking at it. And there's some beautiful, amazing luxury cannabis products out there. I'm shocked and I'm just in awe of some of the design that's, and it's great. But what I realized and I didn't and couldn't find was anything that was really centered around hospitality. So what happens? Let me tell you a real story of what happened. So Easter of last year, you know, I invite a bunch of people over to the house. I've got all the beautiful fine china out, all the amazing Waterford crystal for the wine and spirits table. Everything's gorgeous, right? And then I don't, you know, you'll be able to see it, but I don't, you know. And then I pull out my cannabis to set up my cannabis table for those folks that were on cannabis at Easter. And I pulled out my ugly toolbox. And I thought, this is ridiculous. I'm, once again, 50 years old, and I've got all this beautiful stuff that I'm presenting and I want to give and share with my friends. And I've got, you know, I've got something that looks like it came out of a dorm room.
Well, I mean, think about it. Even I was thinking of things like when it comes to the South, I always notice there's something about sportsmen and game hunting and things like that. And look at what they do with, like, the weapons or just the certain accessories they have. nice, rich wood kind of build kind
Absolutely.
Of thing. And that's the part, I think, it's all of that part. It's like the guys want, the gentlemen here, they're out there, they compete, they work hard, and they want to have the leisure. It's almost like the leisure sector as well. It's right. That part. It's like, you want to enjoy, sit down, here's a stogie. Okay, cigar bars are nice, but let's get it for everything else. So it's built and made for that. So the Dexter Cube, that is the pinnacle. That's what makes it all.
It's a flagship product, correct.
Handcrafted, heirloom quality, hospitality accessory, a digital certificate of authenticity and provenance, powered by Verisart. So, like, again, functional masterpiece and a collector's item. So this was the idea that you wanted to come up with. You said you couldn't do it yourself necessarily, but you had the idea and you made it.
Yeah. So, I'm also I'm smart enough to know that I'm not the smartest guy in the room most of the time, right?
Right.
And what that means is make sure you surround yourself with smarter people than you. So
yeah.
Luckily, to make a very long story short, have been able to, another part of this is, let me back up before I get into it, because it'll explain a little bit of how we built this thing, is, the traditional aesthetic of cannabis is, what I consider largely defined by East Coast, West Coast, and Colorado, right? Pacific Northwest, those sort of things, as it should be, right? Those are the OGs. I've been doing this a long time. They know what they're doing, right? But I didn't, what I thought though is we're missing the aesthetic of kind of those middle flyover states, the Southerns, the everyday, hey, I'm an entrepreneur, a businessman, but I don't necessarily want to identify with the cannabis stereotype, if you will, right?
Yeah.
And I think a lot of us here in the South are, middle America, if you will, don't. What is great is, like I said, born and raised in Texas or raised in Texas and moved to Arkansas in 2005 to manage a small little company here in the north part of the state called Walmart for a corporate disagreement.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah. So moved to Fayetteville, which was great. U of A, University of Arkansas, go Hogs, was here. And then what I started to realize, I live in the Ozarks. And there are some amazing, amazing artists here, craftsmen that have been doing it forever. These guys that have been up in the hills and, they've just been making beautiful stuff for a long time. And so started gathering myself around people that are doing amazing work in this area. So immediately started off. And if you can believe this, I have a set of friends that are industrial designers and their clients are people like Coach. And Movado watches and Gucci and those sort of things. And I thought, okay, what better person? So I was able to work with them. We were able to come up with a great design. So was able to, came out of the bar and I consider first and foremost, the pieces that we make are pieces of art. I mean, they are well thought out and want it to be iconic and artistic at the same time, because, hey, if I'm asking you to put this in your living room, it better be beautiful.
Right.
And the reason why the cube is, so we started designing, hey, if I go wider than I go tall, looks like a toolbox. If I go taller than I go wide, it looks like a tower, and anybody can make a tower. So let's make a cube.
Now, what was it about this cube that you wanted to make where you have the double doors in the front,
right,
to have that second, that inner shelf, and then, it looks like you have, might have tumblers down that way, and then I see, like, where you have the seat, you might have either pipes or whatever, or wraps, go ahead and roll up at the very top. But then you have the top that goes and closes down, and the two double doors that close in. What is it about the makeup of the design here and how what you know, I wanted to make it?
Let's go back and talk about those travel bar sets. What did I love about them? I love about they're meant to be shared. Okay. So the idea, it really what I wanted was, hey, I'm going to have you over for dinner. What I call a Dex party. And what a Dex party is I'm going to feed you well. We're going to have some great cocktails. We're going to have some great cannabis. We're going to put our phones away and we're going to talk and laugh and connect. Right. And so part of in designing this, I kept having to remind myself and as well as the designers and everybody we worked with, we're talking, it's 50% presentation and 50% practicality. So the reason why I have those swinging doors is, hey, welcome to my home. Let's see. Would you like some cannabis? Walk over to the unit. The top opens up, doors swing out to this beautiful presentation. And in that presentation is, I designed, working with some great craftsmen here in the Ozarks, built our own grinder. The grinder I've always wanted. I own 20 of them, and there's always something about them that just annoys me. So what was great, I kind of took all those and said, hey, here's what I like. Here's what I don't like. Let's build something that we like. So for instance, you know, my grinder has a poker integrated into the grinder.
Oh.
I don't know about you, but for the last 10 years, I've used a chopstick to kind of clean out my bowl, if you will, and do that kind of thing, right? Which always, then I sat down and then, damn it.
What's going on? Toolboxes and chopsticks. That's just not right, Brad.
Yeah, I know. And then, you know, so there's a poker right in there. So now all you got to do, a little flour, throw it in there. You grind it up. You sit down with your pipe. Whatever you need to do, you need a poker. It's right there. You don't have to get up. Sorry, I'm lazy. I don't like to get up very much. but it also, you'll notice, like, so in our larger Dexter box, it's really meant for four. So you open it up. Custom grinder that is built that is specifically done, amazing, Cerakoted. Could talk about it forever. It also includes four pipes that were hand blown by the brothers of Burrow, which are two up and coming glass brothers that are brothers. They're doing amazing stuff. And so I kind of went to them and said, hey, I want to design pipes. Like, you know, let's design something unique. And kind of to fit the aesthetic of the Dexter Cube, the pipes reflect that. They're kind of cubish, which, by the way, not an easy thing to blow, if you know, glass blow, because glass doesn't generally want to go into any sort of square shape.
Right.
So a lot of work and getting that right, but coming up with those. That also, it also has a removable rolling tray. So not only have your grinder, you've got your pipes. Here's the rolling tray. You take it out and you've got kind of everything you need to go from there. And then down there at the bottom, if you're looking at the pictures, I have in the larger box room for six different strains. So those are actually those that we developed a top that, you know, basically transfer your cannabis out of whatever package or crazy thing they've got. Yeah. That's part of the problem too, is I didn't want, you know, we wanted everything to match and look beautiful. So, they're, you know, handmade from wooden or from the particular wood we're using, whether it's black limba or dark walnut. They also developed a little slot where you can tie a little humidity pack in there, so you can kind of keep care of your stuff. And then we've got some nice drawers and things where you can put, you know, whatever else you need in there. So spots for your edible packets, places for lighters, so on and so forth. So the, you know, and then what was funny is as we were developing this box, you know, we started with a 12 by 12 by 12. 12 inch by 12 inch by 12 inch. And I thought, yeah. You know, I kind of feel that's about the size I want. And then I saw it. I went, oh man, that is way bigger than I expected. And kind of actually perfect for that kind of sitting in your liquor, you know, in your bar, in your house, or on a buffet in your house, or on a, in your, you know, kitchen and on a table or something. But I also wanted that kind of more portable version that would be, hey, welcome to my house. Let's grab this. Let's go out to the back deck. Or let's go hang out by the pool or sit here on the front porch. And that's just a 10 inch by 10 inch by 10 inch, which is a little bit smaller. So it only holds two pipes, more intimate. You and I are going to go out there, just hang out, three strains, has a removable rolling tray as well as a grinder and all that. So those kind of products just sit there. Now, you know, so it's all about hospitality. It's all about sharing. You know, I always say you'll never see a Dexter product that doesn't have food or people in it. Because I believe those are key to really enjoying and getting together. And so we changed our slogan.
You emphasize deeper human connections. So Right. Beyond the cannabis products, you want to create opportunities for genuine connection among consumers. So, you know, are there some things you're doing right now in terms of initiatives, events, or building community building that you've been doing right now as part to bring the cube to others?
Yeah. So that's actually, you know, that's an amazing question and very timely. So yes, we haven't officially, but I guess we'll officially launch it here. A sub brand of Dexter called Elevated by Dexter.
Okay.
And you'll see some other brands coming out, Home by Dexter and a couple other things like that. But Elevated by Dexter is going to be centered around events where at the end of the day, what I really, our motto is let's get together. Hey, let's not try to solve the world's problems. We just need to start getting together and chatting, you know, even though we're more connected than we've ever been in the world, we're more, you know, we're not connecting at all. Social media, anxiety of Lord knows what's going on with politics right now and fiscal policy.
I'm not looking for crossfire here, folks. Come on now.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's let's get together. And so what I've also learned is particularly if you look, and is one of the faster growing segments of cannabis is, you know, kind of 40-year-old plus women that are kind of now dabbling in edibles. great. I love it. I'd much rather you take an edible than drink a bottle of wine every night, you know? And so they're kind of substituting that. But one of the key things that we're struggling with is, and particularly if you think about the traditional Southern woman, is how do you socialize on it? How do you, when you throw a dinner party, make sure that you are treating your cannabis users, which there's a lot of us now that are like, hey, I don't really drink anymore. I'm just a cannabis user. How do you present to that to them in a very sophisticated, good manner, much like you do alcohol?
Can't really schedule a cotillion or a Kentucky Derby or something like that. You know, it's like, right. I got to figure out something that's reasonable, right? Yeah.
And even, yeah. So part of that is we've got to teach people how to do that. You know, and a lot of it is just centered around dosing, you know, so you're going to have people over to your house. The last thing you want to do is take a newbie and get them super high.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to talk to that. Nobody wants to experience it. And by the way, that person will probably never touch cannabis again in their life. Right. It's almost like, hey, you want to learn how to drink? Here's a bottle of tequila. Call me in the morning. Like, you'll never drink again. Right. So a lot around dosing, how to present that. It's talking about lighting and mood and when does the food come out and what playlist are we doing and just creating an environment for us to connect again. We need to give, and maybe I'm showing my age, but remember the day that you should just stop by people's houses to see if they could play? That doesn't happen now, right? You do not.
Again, that's before the streetlight turns on.
Right.
It's exactly. Like the, oh, yeah.
You know, even my best friend right now, I won't just drop by his house unless I text him ahead of time and let him know, you know, which that's ridiculous. And so we've got to get back to the simple things. And you know, for me personally, I view it as, look, one of the greatest gifts and greatest things you can do is have a great meal with good friends. I mean, I haven't met a single person in the world that doesn't like that. And that is so easy for us to do. Whether that's taco night at your house, and it doesn't have to be expensive, or you really
want to go to the South. Where's barbecue at now? Come on.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I like to smoke the meat, right? Yeah. So, yeah. I'm going to
get the pellet. Get the pellet grill. Get the Blackstone out of it.
Right. I'm going to have them over. I'm smoking a brisket. Come on. Oh,
here's the cue coming into the patio. Oh, here.
Right. Exactly. And not only that, but by the way, the beer's over there too. Whatever you want. That's cool. We've got to start putting cannabis on the same level as fine wine and fine food and fine bourbons, you know, because some of these $80 an eighth, I mean, you know, they deserve to be at that level because they're expensive strains and there's some beautiful stuff out there that should be enjoyed and understood. So we kind of went along that route of like, you know, I want people to get together. And for me personally, if I could just do a dinner party a week, and I would encourage everybody listening, just think about it, a dinner party a week, maybe one every other week. Okay. Mm-mm. And you know, that doesn't solve your problems. But you know, let's say it makes your week 1% better. Well, you know what that is? 1% better every week over the course of a year, 67% better. Okay. So it's not about I don't feel like cannabis by any means is some sort of cure all, but it's the salt. It makes things just a little bit better. And over time, you're a little bit happier over time. We're all happier. And Lord knows we need it right now because we're all the frogs in the pot of boiling
water. Oh, man. Maybe you do it during college football season when there's a good Razorback game going on or something. I don't know. Like, or you just do it like one of those nights where it's like a Saturday night. Here we go.
Yeah.
Watch a game on it. It's like you put it on the background and everybody's just chilling in the back, you know?
Cool. Thank you for bringing that back into me. But squirrel and I'm over here. Elevated by Dexter. So keep out of the watch for us. It will be a series of events across the country where we are going to throw Dex parties. What better way to talk about what I want everybody to do is to come and experience it. So whether those are educational events where I'm like, hey, look, so if you're going to throw your own Dex party, we've got to talk about understanding your guest and what their dosage levels are. How are you going to handle that? Are you going to serve infused food versus edibles? All of those sort of things, making sure people understand it's safe, so on and so forth.
Okay.
You know, maybe it's more of an experiential dining thing. I have, maybe the manager's listening, but I ultimately want to do kind of like one of those, you're right, barbecue. Let's get Chris Stapleton to come in. I'm not saying I can do this, but wouldn't it be great if you have someone like Chris Stapleton, an hour-long acoustic set with 50 people with cannabis, bringing the best pit master from Central Texas or whatever, and just create experiences and using cannabis as that little bit of salt just to make it a little bit better.
you know, let's not go get all big hammered and get drunk, because what happens, you know, that's when we fight. But how can we use that to create a neat experience? And if, you know, if the stock market keeps, you know, going south like it is, you know, I believe, well, at least for me, I don't know if I'm going to be going on a major vacation next year, but I might, you know, enjoy a good, you know, elevated experience by Dexter or something kind of in lieu of that. But just to,
well, that's fun. So I stuck myself on gold, my friend. I've been thinking with that for a while, since like, what, 1500 an ounce, and now it's over like 3200 or something like that. That's the plan, brother. It was just in case I didn't want to trust anybody else. Gold was the thing. Now, I think that was going to mention was, I lost my spot. It's okay. I'll go. Let's go and go to the Dexter Cube. Let's go and talk about the website real quick and mention that it's DexterCO.life. And real quickly, let's go ahead and just go into the cubes themselves. And for those who want to go get themselves their hands on one, you know, just a ton of 420 or whatever it is. I don't know. Like I said, maybe during football season, you get one of those, pull that sucker out, roll it out for the folks, and go ahead and enjoy. Tell them about what they should be doing, on how they can get their hands on one, and how often you get them crafted and made, and, you know, how easy to get.
Yeah. So right now, you know, we've got a product line up at DexterCO.life. I'll go check those out. Those are the, you know, those cubes are there. You know, something to mention about those cubes. This is the first edition. So we are making, there's four different versions, if you will. And we're only making 25 of each. They are put on blockchain and certificate, you know, with certificates of authenticity, because I believe they're heirloom pieces. And so you'll see other versions of these cubes, if you will, or other storage and other shapes, maybe even, you know, some other crazy things I'm thinking about there. Along with also sell, you can also buy the grinder separately if you like, the strain jars. One other kind of cool product that I really like, because we have, you know, Lazy Dexters, which are basically, you know, Lazy Susans, but for cannabis.
Yeah.
So how do you, you know, so you're having a large group of people over. And it's not necessarily individual table settings, but, you know, how do you present that there? So we have, you know, a place that can store, you can present some joints, as well as some edibles and some food, and things like that, really all around entertaining. So you can find all those products there.
I also love the variety of woods that you use, also, like, just even for just the pipe sets, which is what a great set of four hand-blown pipes, either get in black limbo or dark walnut. And then again, the cubes are in 10 or 12, size 10 or size 12, and they're made with just various different woods that you're going to go off of there. And just looks so well done, from bone leather to olive hot pocket to saddle ostrich, Mojave. Just wow. And again, only 25 of each right now. Got to get your hands on it. So that's wonderful. And anything else you can offer in terms of can they be engraved or anything like that at all? Like, would there be any kind of ideas?
Yeah, reach out. You know, what's cool about these is, and you know, I'm going to forewarn everyone, they are custom handmade when you order them, okay? So we are not just churning these things out. You know, when you talk about the wood, we spend weeks looking for those perfect pieces of wood. You know, this is not a factory. These are master craftsmen making good stuff. So, you know, give us some time to make it for you. So, you know, always open to work with you, and you'll get updates on what's going on there. So, you know, other than that, you know, it just know that is, you know, my products aren't, let me just say, I don't want to sound bad, but I'm a little unapologetic about the price of my products. Guys, these are, you know, they cost what they cost, because some of the best artisans in the Ozarks are making them. They're made from the finest wood. Yep. They are probably the most thought about or over-engineered box that's ever been made. It's how it feels at times, as we think about it. But just a wonderful product. But more importantly, use my products. Don't use my products. Start getting together with thoughtful intention of connection. And I believe cannabis helps that a little bit. Can actually maybe even allow you to talk to your Republican neighbor or your Democratic neighbor, depending on.
You know what? And you call it dexing. And I want to make sure people to go to the website. When you go to DexterCO.life, go to the blog. There's actually a section where you write about let's dex, hosting a gathering that actually feels like one. And so if you want just a little encompassing of what Brad is saying right here, take a look at that blog post. It tells you everything you need to do. There we go.
And I also, so I was going to mention that. Yeah, we have a kind of
Dexing series, which kind of shows you how we'll be building upon that. And then also, I really wanted to throw out a Cannabis 101. Now, for most of the users here, most of your listeners, I'm assuming probably are you know, well beyond that. But I wanted to write something, and a lot of it honestly came from inspiration from my mother, who's 74 years old, has her medical card now, uses microdoses every day to help her knees, which need to be replaced, but she can actually go work in the garage. But she said, you know, how do I explain this to my girlfriends that are also in their 70s, that are freaked out, and you know, they're old, you know, people of, they remember reefer madness and all that crap. Yeah. You know, you're going to turn into a Satanist if you smoke weed or whatever. So, you know, just trying to break that down. Going, hey, look, hey, stuff like indica in the couch, like that's how we remember it, right? Like that's not over. And one of the, you know, one of the things, I've also got an opinion series coming out, but we, you know, one of the things I think we've got to recognize is, it, you know, for us old hat people that have been doing it for a while, it makes sense. But I can tell you the first time I walked into a dispensary was intimidating as hell. So many products. You're talking about terpenes and blah 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 and hybrids and lineages and all that, you know, and I'm like, I just want to, I don't know what I need, you know. So if you've got people in your life that you want to convince or that are a little bit curious, you know, that Dexter Cannabis 101 series might be some good information. Just say, hey, go check this out and kind of take a, hey, it might be for you, it might not. And some cannabis is not for some people, and that's cool.
So we go website dexterco.life. I'm here with Brad Harvey. Thanks for sharing your story. And Dexter Cuban, you know, the idea of community and gatherings, and once again, getting people together. Love the whole idea of it. Let's go and do it. Let's start dexing, folks. Thanks so much, Brad.
You bet. Thank you.
We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.